This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamotu, MPR. If you enjoy this MPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app.
Kia ora, I'm Hugh, and you're listening to my quasi-weekly podcast, Hugh's Featured Tracks. This is a look back at the tracks that I've featured over the last week or so of morning shows on Manawatu People's Radio, Te Reo Irirangi o Ngā Tangata o Manawatu. Without further ado, let's hear the first of those tracks. One of the things that I love about the new tracks compilation is the diversity that comes through. It really shows off all of the different ways that people are making music in Aotearoa, and that's kind of beautiful. And what that means is that, you know, we get rock and metal and indie pop and electro pop and all of those things, but we also get downbeat instrumental jazz or music of various styles in Te Reo Māori. And jazz. Jazz is where we're going today. Jazz for a Monday morning. Highly inappropriate title for a Monday morning. This is a song called Wine Drunk by a guy called Alex Pipes. So Alex Pipes is not someone that I know a huge amount about. Most of his information appears to be on Instagram, which is kind of a slightly hostile platform to use for research. So I haven't been able to dig out a huge amount about him. What I can tell you is that he's a jazz guitarist based in Auckland. He appears to be tied up with a lot of sort of jazz incubator type events up there, and that he's pretty well regarded. As I say, hadn't heard of him before or heard any of his music, but this song kind of jumped out at me off the new tracks compilation, partly because it's largely instrumental jazz. There's sort of vocal-easy bits towards the end, but there's no like singing in here, and it's very tidy. In a kind of downbeat style, which, you know, isn't necessarily what I mentally associate with the new tracks. You know, it's a very, very tidy piece of work. So I think it's worth recognizing when this platform that you would generally think of as being more kind of youth orientated decides to showcase something that is decidedly outside of its normal kind of sphere of interest. Anyway, Alex Pipes says on his Instagram post about the tune, "Wine Drunk is a song I wrote during level 4 lockdown in 2020, which he recorded at the end of last year with some friends and favorite local musicians. I suppose it's a song about living through the pandemic as a musician, loss of gigs, loss of income, constant uncertainty, not being able to play with other people, etc. Things which we're all still experiencing a little bit of 2 years later." So this song was released on the 10th of July. It is on all of the streaming platforms. I do not believe that Alex Pipes has a Bandcamp or anything like that. So, you know, if you like this, go stream it and give him his fractions of a cent every time you do. Right now, though, you can listen to it right here. This is Alex Pipes from the new tracks compilation for August with a song called Wine Drunk. Thank you. Nico Tobacco featured a track from Horace Andy, a truly iconic voice of reggae and dub, and it seems to be just a bit of a moment for iconic reggae guys, because Jimmy Cliff, who has performed across ska, rocksteady and reggae, if those distinctions mean anything to you, has a new single out. So Jimmy Cliff is one of these guys where if the name doesn't initially ring a bell to you, I will rattle off some notable singles and you will probably realize that you know who I'm talking about. His initial success came from songs Many Rivers to Cross and You Can Get It If You Really Want, which both sit on the kind of border between like American R&B and soul, particularly in the late 60s and early 70s, and reggae. He then starred in and wrote the titular song for the movie The Harder They Come, which, if you haven't come across it, is a real cult classic of like hard-boiled crime just transplanted to Jamaica in the 1970s. It's a really, really cool bit of filmmaking. He then got a bit of a rep, as a lot of these reggae guys do, for kind of apposite covers. He did an iconic take on Cat Stevens' Wild World, and he contributed the reggae version of I Can See Clearly Now to the movie Cool Runnings, if you're familiar with that. Anyway, he has a new album due out really soon, which is called Refugees, and the lead single for that has just dropped with the assistance of Wyclef Jean of the Refugee All-Stars, better known as the Fugees. So first recommendation I'm going to make is that if you want to go and look this up, see if you can find the story on the Jamaican Gleaner, which is a Jamaican newspaper, largely because the outfit they have Jimmy Cliff in the photo promoting this story is truly, truly amazing. Like, these older reggae guys are often pretty dang dapper, but this is a truly spectacular, like, black shirt with spiraled gold brocade, paired with a leopard print fez with an ankh on the front of it. And it is really, really good. The thing about reggae is that it's always been message music. It's either, you know, telling you about the truth of Jah Almighty, or it's talking about quite contemporary political issues and injustices or social problems that the songwriter was concerned about. And that's why, you know, if you go back and listen to reggae from the 70s, you'll hear songs like Dance Crasher, not a Jimmy Cliff song, just relevant to the discussion, but which is about the specific problem of like young men coming to dance halls looking for a fight, carrying knives and killing each other. The song and album Refugees then is about the very, very topical issue of global refugees. We live in a world where people are displaced by climate change, they're displaced by war, they're displaced by war, which is the result of climate change, as people compete over ever-decreasing resources. And the plight of those refugees and the duty of the world to deal with them in a humane and responsible way is kind of an ever-present issue. So the song has kind of two versions. Only one's out right now. There is a dance version, which is what you're about to hear, which has a pretty limited contribution from Wyclef Jean. There's just kind of a little bit of vocal interjection. There is a rap version due out later, which I imagine will have much more from him. The album itself is out later on. I'm not sure exactly when it's due, but you know, watch this space because I'm going to be looking out for it. Right now, here is Jimmy Cliff with Wyclef Jean. This is the dance version of the single Refugees. Soto.
refugee. There was an exodus from Europe to America. Now there's an exodus from the Middle East to Europe. Yes, there's an exodus from Africa to Europe. People running here and there looking for a home. Refugees!
A refugee, my family pedaled through the seas. Made it through day, but the night is calling. Load on their back like when camels walking. We gon' make it through the odds. Every day that we live is blessing in disguise. Do unto others as you would have done it to you. Listen, that's just a word from the wise.
We live for the faith, but we doubt in the truth. Cause the proof only show that you care about you. About us if you really do. Give us a sign. We got women and children at the borderline.
I'm a refugee.
Back in 2017, Amelia Murray, better known by her stage name Phaser Days, released an album called Morningside, which was one of my favourite albums of the year. It was just glorious, buoyant indie rock, power pop, any of those terms. Basically, big fuzzy guitars and this very summery, hazy kind of aesthetic combined with some pretty sharp songwriting. I was really impressed, and she promptly disappeared for about 5 years. She has since said in an interview with NME that she lost a lot of confidence during that time and gradually just eroded, eventually having to surrender to the truth of the toxic situation she was finding herself in, both professionally and personally, which does not sound like anybody's idea of a good time and is sadly, you know, one of those things that happens to particularly young women in the music industry. It's not great. However, she has a shiny new single out. It's on the New Tracks compilation for August, and it's really great. Firstly, I mean, everything that you liked about Phaser Days, if you liked the album Morningside, is still here. There's still a sort of breathless psychedelia to the way that she puts songs together. It's still just impeccable power pop. The thing that I find really interesting about this song is that it sits over a particular chord progression, which just immediately snapped me back to the early 90s. It's a real I would say like Nirvana by way of Pixies kind of a chord progression. I guess the best way to explain that to a non-musician or maybe someone who's not familiar with like the grunge music of the early 90s is that there are patterns on a guitar which are very easy and satisfying to play and which lead you to create chord progressions in a particular way. And Kurt Cobain of Nirvana was like a big fan of doing this in his songwriting. If you look at a whole lot of Nirvana songs and play the chords as what's called bar chords, so you bar across with one finger and then do the rest of the chord with your other fingers, what you'll find is that there's a sort of mathematical relationship in terms of like the number of frets between the chords when you're changing chords. So there'll be a chord change and then you'll move to a new chord and perform the same chord change again. So, like, it's very hard to explain without just giving you the names of chords. But famously in the song Smells Like Teen Spirit, you go from an F to a B flat, which is the same fret on different strings, or the same chord shape, different chord shapes, but in the same position. And then you go from G sharp to C sharp, which is like the same chord change in terms of which chord shape you're using, but in a new position. And like this sounds like that, and it's neat. There's also a really kind of pixie-ish vibe. Pixies-ish is probably a more accurate way of saying it in terms of the way that she then lays the melody over the top and backs herself up with the melody as well. There's a trick that the Pixies will do about like having different kinds of backing vocals at the same time as the melody, and kind of everyone does their own little bit. And she starts doing that. It's really cool. Anyway, all of this to say, New Phaser Days, very happy. I believe this is from an album of the same name. I might be wrong about that, but the song itself is called Come Apart. You can find it on all of the streaming platforms, and of course, as always, I recommend that you go first to Bandcamp so that you can fling Phaser Days some money, and they will actually get that money. That is just Phaser Days, both of which are spelt with a z.bandcamp.com. Otherwise, here is the song. Enjoy. This is Phaser Days with Come Apart.
I saw something in your eye when you looked at me. I get a little bit uptight what this could be.
We grow apart, we fall apart, we
You and me, it ain't working. So take a minute, admit it, let's commit to it. It's a decision, and we get used to it. 'Cause we grow apart, we fall apart.
I've played you a few tracks now from Wellington's Wallace, and I'm going to keep doing it because she keeps putting them out and they keep being neat. Full name is Wallace Gollan. She's now internationally based but started in Wellington. And the first songs that we got from her, I think the first one we got was called Negroni Eyes. They were very kind of strongly jazz influenced. She's since evolved in what she calls like a future soul direction. In practice, what that means is that her arrangements have got much more interesting and complex and less straightforwardly jazz, but she's definitely got a real nostalgic jazz influence in the way that she delivers her vocals, the way that she phrases them, the quality of her voice. It's just that that's now married to things like this song I'm about to play you, which starts with this big percussion breakdown and then sort of builds up from there, and is much more in a kind of soul R&B pop space than a jazz space. Anyway, the way that we got here is that she's put out a couple of singles on New Tracks compilations over the last few months. I featured Orchid Care and Venus, The Birth Of. And it turns out that all of those came from an album called And Other Colors, which is out now. You can get it. It's on all of the streaming platforms. As always, I recommend Bandcamp so that if you give money, then the money will go to Wallace and not, you know, be hoovered up by Spotify, who will then give her a fraction of a cent per song play. If you want to do that, Wallace Gollan, Gollan is GOLLAN.bandcamp.com. We'll see you right. The track that I'm going to play you is called A Fond Kiss, which is a reference to a famous poem written by Robert Burns, the Scottish national poet of the same name. The poem is about kind of, you know, missing a lover. And the reason that Wallace borrowed the title is she was attempting to bring that sort of intensity and that sort of emotion to missing New Zealand and missing her particular house in Wellington. And, you know, it's a very lovely thing, the song. So she will be kicking around New Zealand. She'll be in Wellington on August 26th and Auckland on August 27th, if you happen to be listening in either of those places or able to get there. In the meantime, you can, as I say, buy her album from Bandcamp. And right now, you can listen to the song. This is Wallace from the August New Tracks compilation and from the album And Other Colors. This is A Fond Kiss.
Deep in a jungle on a hill, nestled in dark and blue in hue, covered by ferns on you, cluttered up but full of love. Deep in a place where deco thrives, but not forever.
Got a few different IDs and things on air saying that if you're out in the world making music, you should send it to us and we'll put it on the radio. We might even do you a feature. Look, this is proof. I got an email from a guy called Riley, who is the bass player and manager of the band Corduroy, a Wellington six-piece jazz, funk, R&B ensemble. And there was a single attached to that email, and it was pretty dang neat. So it turns out we've actually got a track by Corduroy on air already. The one that we already had was called Spaceships, If I Came Back Again, which I'm guessing I'm guessing came through the same route, and I have a vague memory of having featured when it came through. Anyway, this new track is called Ozone, and it is, same as Spaceships, neat. The Corduroy formula, insofar as I can call anything a formula when I've listened to like two singles, is that they've got a really, really good ear for kind of vintage sounds worth stealing, and they've got a willingness to kind of borrow from different vocabularies as suits the situation. So what you get in this song is all these lovely little kind of 70s R&B and kind of intelligent jazz touches in the instrumentation, all married to this infectious groove and big old bass line. And it's, you know, it's a winning formula. If these guys come through your town, you should probably go and check them out. This single is an advance release from an EP. I'm not sure of the name of that EP, but it's due out late this year, according to their website. So, you know, keep your eyes peeled for that. They do have a couple of EPs up on streaming services already. No sign of a Bandcamp link, I'm afraid, so I can't send you there, but all of the streaming platforms, and I believe Apple Music, where you can buy things. I don't know if the percentages are quite as good as Bandcamp. Anyhow, not hard to find if you like it. Right now, here are Corduroy with the single they sent through to me. This is Ozone.
For that I am to blame. See, the devil's in the details, and the devil is your name. You call me for hours, I'm there without.
coming down to quench you. Coming down to quench you with some halftime oranges. Hope you're ready.
Bird in the hand, I call that shit chicken fingers. Can't forget cause the memory lingers. I'm that big curly boy, I call that shit frozone. This is a compulsory, no bad bar zone. Listen to my raps as we glide through the ozone. Now stop. Hammer time is some Mr. Rapping bass man. Flying like a spaceman, a supersonic pace man through this barren wasteland. I need to take myself down to the vet cause I'm a sick fucking animal. Mouth like a cannibal, playing like a cannonball. Your rap flows are so-so, my rhymes are like bozo.
As we fly through the ozone.
You've been listening to Hughes Featured Tracks, a quasi-weekly podcast put together from the tracks that I've featured over the last week or so of morning shows on Manawatu People's Radio, Te Reo Irirangi o Ngā Tangata or Manawatu. If you'd like to listen to the backlog of episodes for this podcast, you can find them along with all of our other locally made shows at our website www.npr.nz.
If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. NPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out npr.nz for more information. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.